What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who had a worse day yesterday, Keith? Shime or Drake May?
Probably still Shime.
Okay.
Yeah.
How close was Drake May?
Drake May threw several picks.
Right around there.
Drake May threw several picks. I don't know if he was talking as big a game as Shime, though. So that's why I'd probably have to lean Shime, who I'm a big fan of. I know his stock right now is low.
No, buy the dip. I told you this yesterday. Buy the dip.
No, I already own it. Yeah. I'm taking a bath right now, is the problem. I can't unload it. I just gotta hold on to it for a while. But Drake May, not particularly sharp. And you can say, well, you know, he's going up against one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. That's a positive spin.
You could.
Christian Gonzalez is one of the best. Drake May, because it's one of those guys, and you and I are obviously high on Drake May. We did the freaking glitter guns, for God's sakes, when he got named the starter.
Yeah.
But there is a big group of people, I feel like, that just assume he's going to be a great quarterback. And we haven't really seen it yet. We've seen flashes of it. But how many guys that started last year could you pick out some highlights and be like, look at that. That looks pretty good. Probably all of them. They're NFL quarterbacks.
You could do it with Caleb Williams, who had a horrible year last year. Yeah.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, yeah. Even like his stats at the end of the year didn't even look that bad. But when you watch him in the Bears games, like, he stinks.
Watch him against the Pats. Drake May looked 10 times better than him. And you could pick out highlights and pick out stats and talk him up.
He had like that, was it the London or Germany game? He had the international game where he was like, couldn't miss. He was great. But, yeah, what's it going to look like? Is he going to be able to be a consistent kind of winning quarterback? That still remains to be seen. I think it's everybody's best guess.
So, in case you're unaware, we talked about this very, very late in the show. This all came out right before we got off the air yesterday. Patriots OTAs, it's passing camp, basically, which is not as important as mini camp, which is not as important as training camp or preseason games or obviously regular season games. This isn't the Super Bowl. We all know that. But it is a chance to get a look at how Drake May was going to play. And if he lit it up yesterday, you know what you'd all be doing. You'd be going Super Bowl, 10, 11 wins, 13 wins. Like, you guys would be talking crazy about Drake May if he went out and lit it up. And I think we're already pretty bullish on the Patriots in May. But then you see the numbers yesterday. 11 out of 16, which is good. 4 picks.
Oh.
Not so good. And just for some context, Josh Dobbs yesterday, 0 picks. Ben Woolridge? Who?
Oh, it's Ben Woolridge.
Is that right?
Logan Woolridge.
I said Ben. I'm not actually. No, you're thinking of Logan Woodside.
I am thinking of Logan Woodside.
I believe it's Ben Woolridge. I said it. I'm not overly confident. No picks yesterday.
Yeah, Ben Woolridge.
So Drake May was the only guy out there throwing picks.
Right.
He threw them either in a 6 or 7 throw span. I've seen different reports. Bedard said 7 throws. Callahan said 6.
It was all early in the session.
It was all in a quick session where he threw 4 interceptions yesterday. And people will say it's just one day at OTAs. That's so false. He turned it over a ton in real NFL games last year.
Oh, yeah.
A ton. He had 10 interceptions last year. He had 4 fumbles, 2 lost. So turnovers were an issue for him a year ago in his rookie year. They lost the Patriots games. I mean, for as brilliant as he was at the end of that Tennessee game, the pop fly interception he threw in overtime lost them that game. So turnovers were a problem a year ago. They were a problem yesterday. Anyone who says it's just one day at OTAs technically is right, but it's a continuation of what we saw last year. And Keith, on top of that, you have him in a new offense,
right,
with a new offensive coordinator in Josh McDaniels, and you wonder how that transition is going to go. So we say all that to say this, and you guys can climb aboard, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line for Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a very healthy chat going on there yesterday, especially
for sure, yeah,
for Scheim and Greg at the match. Just nothing but
positive reinforcement.
Positivity and, you know, pump-up comments.
Yeah, that's nice.
You can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Are there reasons for concern with Drake May? And are we just expecting too much out of Drake May and not really paying attention to some of the issues he already had a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, last year he won one game, basically, as a starter. And I think there were a million excuses, and I would make them as well. I would be like, the offensive line's trash, the receivers are trash, the head coach is trash, the offensive coordinator is really a quarterback's coach. Like, he had a lot working against him.
He did.
So it was, I think, fair to lay out all those excuses. This year, it seems like, I wouldn't say they completely cleaned up everything, but they improved everything. So even if you don't think this is a world-class offensive line, it's better. The receiving corps, same thing. It's better.
Yeah.
Offensive coordinator is better. The head coach, better. So everything around him is better.
And the other side of the ball should be head and shoulders better. Defense.
And I've also always maintained that the quarterback is the most important and the highest paid for a reason. Well, eventually will be the highest paid in his case. And they need to lift the play of everybody else around him too. So I can't, on the one hand, make fun of Brock Purdy for being a guy that has all this great stuff around him, and it's more the guys around him, and, you know, not sort of say that guy should be the one that raises the level of play. I think there are 2-3 spots in the league where almost any quarterback would be good. Every other place, the quarterback's the one that needs to sort of lead that team, carry that team forward, and that's what they need Drake May to be. You know, I'm not worried after one OTA practice. However, I don't think we certainly know for sure. I don't think we know what he's going to be. Like last year's rookies, I think Washington probably feels pretty good about Jaden Daniels because they saw it on a week-in and week-out basis. I think how Chicago fans feel about Caleb Williams is probably similar to how Patriots fans should feel about Drake May.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, there's still a lot of potential. Saw flashes of it during the season, but also saw flashes of the other thing where you're like, oh, this could slip away. So I still feel like, that, you know, they have their obvious starter, but we really don't know what he's going to be yet in the league.
So, no, I agree with all that. And no one's saying he's a bust because of one day at OTAs.
Yeah, right.
But
and also, thank you. You can thank the Celtics and the Bruins not being in the playoffs for why we're starting with Drake May OTAs.
I mean, look, I we would have gotten to it either way, but you're right. If there was a Celtics playoff game last night, we wouldn't be probably starting here. Right. That's fair. Same thing with the Bruins. But already, and you're right, there is a bigger, more sizable, critical group of Drake May
It is not a unanimous he's going to be great crowd.
Here you go. 617-779-7937. That's your text line. Drake May, I told you he's a bum. Tim from Brockton.
Well, I'm not saying he's a bum.
Drake May sucks. Don't come at me with playbooks and coaches.
Well, it is the second coach. It is the second playbook. I mean, something.
I think if you want to be charitable to Drake May, you say, yeah, he's learning a new offense, and he was making some mistakes yesterday. Now, Ben Woolridge has never played in the NFL, and he wasn't throwing four picks yesterday. Yesterday.
Was he throwing against Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah, well, fair point. Who was he throwing
against? Ben Woolridge
was throwing
to?
I don't know.
I would imagine not.
Dobbs hasn't been in the McDaniels offense, right? He didn't have any picks yesterday.
No.
He played for Vrabel. I don't think he's been in the McDaniels offense.
Well, he is the Pastronaut, so.
It's true.
Yeah.
Stud. I like this one too, Keith. We don't really know how good Drake May is going to be, but hey, let's go ahead and trade Joe Milton.
Yeah, if you want to bring that up, go ahead.
The Joe Milton people are out there as well. So, look, I don't think he's a bust by any means. I still strongly believe in him, but this is going to be a big year for him to go out and clean up the turnovers.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big year for him to actually win games. He doesn't need to go to the Pro Bowl again. He doesn't need to, I think, you know, even make the playoffs necessarily.
I forgot about the Pro Bowl thing.
To feel good. He's like eighth alternate.
Well, like Mac Jones.
Yes.
Also a Pro Bowler.
What he needs to do is, you know, clean up the turnovers, which were bad a year ago, which is why yesterday should be a concern. The word Karen Garigian used at Mass Live today is it was scary yesterday watching how he performed. So I don't know if you think that's too strong or not.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the heels of what he did a year ago, you got to clean up the turnovers, and you got to start winning games. You're right to say this, Keith. He basically won a game last year.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
He was credited with three wins. He basically won one against the Bears, and that was a game where the defense dominated. That's his one true win last year. So you got to start winning games. You got to clean up the turnovers. And he's on the clock to do that. No one's calling him a bust. I don't think anybody rational, anyway, is calling him a bust. But he is going to be on the clock to fix those things. And yesterday didn't look like any progress made towards that. That's all.
And there's the year two jump, and it's one. Bill Belichick has always talked about that. There's not a bigger jump in the NFL for players than from their rookie year to their second year. And so does Drake May make that jump? And, you know, just like there's a million examples of rookie quarterbacks having success and those not, and, you know, second-year guys, there's plenty of examples of guys getting a new offensive coordinator or a new coach and really elevating their game, but then there's also ones where it kind of messes them up. So, like, we'll see which path he goes down. I think he is set up for more success this year than he was a year ago.
I agree.
But, I mean, to start the year, I don't look at him as like a top 10 quarterback in the NFL or anything like that. And I think if you do, that's you're way overestimating things. It's glass overflowing if you think he is. But does he have sort of the skill set to, by the end of the year, maybe be in that conversation? Sure, he definitely does, but I'm not putting him there now.
Oh, and I think there is a chance, as we said with the McDaniels offense, if he's adjusting to it now, that makes sense. I heard Hunter Henry talking yesterday after practice, like, yeah, the turnovers are concerning. You never want to see them, but we have a lot of time to work on stuff and fix stuff. But that is an acknowledgement that stuff needs to be worked on and stuff needs to be fixed, which, again, makes sense. New offense, new offensive coordinator, starting over again in year two. And I'd expect for growth throughout the course of the year, but he's going to have to do those things because, again, last year is not just a one-off day, way too sloppy with the football a year ago. And that was a criticism of him as well at the University of North Carolina. Bunch of texts as well. Oh, Peyton Manning turned it over a bunch as a rookie. Josh Allen turned it over a ton early. Yeah, those guys weren't exempt from criticism like that. Peyton Manning set a rookie record for interceptions. Yeah. We used to talk about Josh Allen like he was a joke until he started cleaning up the interceptions. So,
actually, did Josh Allen throw a lot of interceptions, or is he just not that accurate?
I thought there were picks and fumbles.
Yeah, both?
I think so, but maybe not.
His rookie year, he threw 12. His second year, he threw 9.
So 9's not a bad number. 12 in how many games?
12.
Yeah,
so he won a game. You know, but the next year, second year, where he still wasn't anointed as like a great quarterback, he threw 9 picks in 16 games.
Remember that playoff game, though, against Houston?
It was horrible. Yeah, no, it was horrible. I'm not saying he was great, and his accuracy was an issue, but I don't know. I also think comparing him to Peyton Manning is fine, but the league has also changed. Quarterback stats now are so much weighted. Like QB rating back in the day, or you know, if you broke 90 was like amazing. Now it's like the whole league is over 90.
Yeah, or you threw for 4,000 yards. That used to mean something.
Set a record.
Now it's like basically every quarterback does it.
As long as you start.
Right. Know. So, yeah, those guys overcame the turnovers, but they had to overcome them. That's what we're saying with Drake May. He's got to do it. And yesterday was our first look at Drake May. And there was no progress made. In fact, it feels like a setback.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.